Yo, what's good? What's good? What's good? Yes, sir. It's your boy, Coach Mike, man. That's right. I am back in the gym.
Yes, sir.
In the grind, everyday mindset, man. I got my dog, my brother with me for sure, man. We are live. I'm going to introduce him. Man, as you know, we're talking about distractions and focus. Man, we're talking about distractions and focus. We're talking about distractions and focus. And, man, I just know I had to have my first guest, man, to be my dog, my brother, man, no other than, man, Rob Hunter Jr.
Hey.
He's a business owner, man. He's a man, he's a entrepreneur. He's an entrepreneur. Is business on entrepreneur.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
All that. Man, he's a football coach, man, with the NFL.
Come on.
You know
yes,
what I'm
sir.
Saying?
Let's go.
Man, he's just that guy, y'all. He's that guy for sure, man. He's that guy for sure.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Man, that's my guy, man. Rob. Rob is in here, man. Rob is in. He's live in the studio.
Full effect.
We
Let's
in
go.
The gym right on, now. Man. Like, if you got to, y'all got to understand, man, when me and Rob get together, man, it be so crazy. Like, the conversations be crazy.
Energy.
The energy is like, this is one person that matches my energy. Like, his energy is probably a little bit more than mine. Unusual.
It be like
But mine is up there, though.
For sure. You know it all day. Let's go.
Mine is up there for sure, man. But, Rob, introduce yourself, man. Tell us. Man, who you are, what you do, man, whatever you want to plug, you got it, bro. Rob Hunter Jr., everybody.
We out here, man. I'm just a poor country boy from Tampa, Florida. You know, we out here doing our thing up in Memphis, Tennessee. But I'm just very blessed. I'm very blessed to be alive, man. I feel like I'm on my third or fourth life. Born in Tampa, I've lived in 13 states in about four different countries, so I've moved around a lot. Me and my dad is a single father, raised me. I've had a number of run-ins, you know, had open heart surgery, almost did that or went out from that. I have had histoplasmosis. That's a fungus in the bloodstream that can cause all numbers of reactions, including death. You know, I just been on my deathbed a number of times. I've been run over before and I'm still out here. I'm still going to get it. So currently right now I have a couple business ventures. I'm looking at a few multimedia things in terms of festivals. I also run the cigar business. I don't want to say the cigar business, right? Because
it is the cigar business.
For sure. But my father and I are in the cigar business together. We have a few locations down here in the Mid-South, and we're also looking to expand very soon, too. And also, I'm also a football coach for head coach Mike Mosby. But then also, I feel like my gift right now is I'm studying to become a teacher. So I'm very excited about that. I'm looking to become a high school history teacher because I feel like the way you reach the youth and show them who they are is to show them who we have been. And our struggle does not start with slavery. That's what I feel like right now. So I need to teach the youth. Eventually, I'm gonna become a principal. Then I'm gonna open up my own school, man, to where, you know, we got an amazing football team. We travel on a regular basis. I can provide a number of social services such as free healthcare for the people, the kids, and the parents who go to my school. I can provide a decent grocery store for the kids that go to my school. I can provide free dental services, free social services for the kids that go to my school. So that's what we on right now. Let's go. Always winning, never losing.
Man, Rob is lit, man. He did say the Cigar Lounge, man. Robusto by Havana Mix, man.
Come on, somebody.
That's my favorite place, man, in the absolute world to be at, man. If you ever catch me in these Memphis streets, you can always catch me at Robusto by Havana Mix, man. Come connect. Come link up with us, man. Come see what we got going because I am a partner with Robusto by Havana Mix. You
Let's
hear
go.
Me, man? And this is what we do, man. So, Rob, man, we're talking about distractions and focus, man. Distractions and focus. So, like, man, it's something that's dear to me. I'll tell you why it's dear to me. Number one, it's my listeners, as y'all know, man. I'm pretty transparent. So, like, man, somebody dear to me, man. Big Tony recently passed, man. He transitioned up out of here within the last 2 weeks ago, and man, I had to speak at his funeral. And man, I told the people, man. I said I'm gonna tell y'all. I could tell y'all the church stories or the not so church stories. I said, I'm gonna keep it in between. And one of the things that I kept told him though, I was like, yo, man, we had plenty of conversations in his driveway, his mom's driveway, man, just about life, man. When I didn't have it all together, man, like I was so distracted in life, man. I was so distracted in life, like easily distracted, man. In my singleness at the time, I was distracted by women, man. I was distracted by trying to get money, not getting money, but trying to get money. Sure. I was distracted by, man, just so much other stuff, man. I was even distracted by looking out for everybody else. That was a distraction. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I shared with the people that Uncle Tony, man, he definitely was like, Mike, man, you're going to get it together. And every billionaire blessings, billionaire blessings, billionaire blessings. Mm. So, man, I just wanted to shout him out, man. Shout out to God, man. Rest in peace, Uncle Tony. But, man, when we had those conversations, man, I would always tell him, man, bro, I don't know if I'm going to get it together. He'd be like, Nephew, you're going to get it together. You're going to get it together. I'd be like, man, I don't know, though. I don't know, because I was so distracted. Yeah. I was so distracted, man. And I'm sharing that with you guys, sharing that with Rob in the studio, because that's what we're talking about, distractions and focus. I want to, man, like, I'm putting myself on blast because I don't mind putting myself on blast, right? Man, I was distracted, man, and I just definitely couldn't get it together. So, man, in that time, man, one of the things I knew for sure is that, man, hey, I'm going to be something great. 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 But even when I didn't feel that way, I just knew I was going to be something great. And then I had Uncle Tony there to remind me, like, yes, hey, sir. Yo, billionaire blessings, man. You're going to be great. You're going to make it, Nephew. You're going to make it, man. And the first thing I want to talk about is that when I was distracted, I had somebody else around me. Right. I had somebody else around me, like, telling me, man, you still could do it. Because think about this, y'all. When you are in the heat of your distractions, you're not really thinking about, man, I'm still going to make it. You know what I'm saying? That's really not going to happen. Like, whatever it is, there are good distractions, and there are bad and negative distractions. Yes, so when you're in the middle of that distraction, you're not thinking about, I'm still going to make it. So you just hear, y'all, we just heard Rob talk about, man, how he had surgeries, he almost died, been on death table, da-da-da-da-da, so on and so forth. Life distractions, right? Life can distract, man, what you're doing. Life can distract where you're going. Life can distract, man, your whole course. Yes, man, you could be going this way. Life will put up on you and be like, nah, fam, you got to go this way. So those are my, man, so I have several life distractions. But, Rob, my first question to you, and feel free to share whatever it is you want to share, dog. Like, my first question is, man, like, when life distracted you, I'm talking about beyond the fact that you know what I'm saying? This is what I do know. I know that, man, you play football, high school. For sure. I do know, like, man, you had a promising, man, future in football ahead of you. Then life distracted you. So, bro, how did you manage? Like, how did you manage, man? Take us through that journey, bro. Take us through the fact that, man, you was on your way somewhere, and life was like, nah, fam, you got to go this way. Man, that distraction came in your life, bro. Like, how did you manage it? Like, what was the mindset like, man? Let us know. Like, let us know what's up, bro.
Bro, first and foremost, I just got to thank my father, bro. I had my father in my corner, and you got to have somebody in your corner, because just like you said, bro, when you're going through the heat, you're not thinking, I'm going to be something. You're not thinking, oh, I'm going to do these great things. You're going through the fire. You're trying just not to get burnt at that time. You're just trying not to get burnt, man. And I got to give a testament to my father, because he was my backbone at that time, man. I remember when I was when I was sick, man, I had lost about 40 pounds. I wasn't eating. Man, I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything myself. And I remember I was just, man, in tears every day, just to keep it transparent, 100 with you guys, like Mike said. I remember just I would be in tears every day, because I went from tackling 250-pound men to, man, I can't even, for lack of a better term, I can't even use the bathroom myself, you know. So when I have had those distractions in the past, man, it's just I've had somebody in my corner. And just one person, you don't need a whole lot of people. You don't need a big crowd at all. Because the crowd, man, you got to drown that out regardless. The crowd don't know what you're going through. The crowd don't come to practice with you. The crowd don't go through the injuries with you. But that one person goes through all those things with you. So I give a testament to whomever is in your corner, ride with that person. Because that person is riding with you. And I say for myself, to answer that first question, when I've had major distractions in life, I have had somebody there with and for me, that one person to help me 100% for sure.
Man, so Rob just shared with us, like, you got to have that one person. Man, like, what is it like, though? Like, man, I want y'all to think about this, too, that's listening to this. Like, man, some people ain't got that one person. Mm. Like, I never forget when, man, I first got back to Memphis. I didn't tell nobody. I didn't even share with my mom. Until my mom figured it out. Mom was always, parents always figure stuff out. But, like, I was just, like, I was here doing whatever, man. I was here, like, man, hiding. I was here, man, sleeping in my truck. I ain't feel like I had nobody. I didn't feel like I had nobody. So, for the people who feel like You ain't got nobody. You don't have anybody for proper English. Man, for the people who feel like that, like, what would you say to those people, though? Like, because, I mean, you had your father, which is great. You know what I'm saying? I had, man, my mom. And I shared with y'all about Uncle Tony. You know what I'm saying? I'm dedicating some of this episode to him for sure. But, man, talk about, like, what I'm somebody, if I was a person, I ain't got nobody.
Right.
And I hear you. Right. I hear you saying, man, you got to have one somebody in my corner. But what if it's just me?
Bro, then you got to be your own person then. And I have been my own person at times as well. I just read this quote by this guy named, hold on, I don't want to quote it incorrectly. I got it on my phone. I just read this quote by a guy named Miyamoto Musashi. And the quote says, a man's success. No, hold on, excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all. I just want to get it all the way correct so it's not.
Oh, good. That's what we're here for.
He says, every man is a measure of his belief in himself. Let me repeat that. Every man is a measure of his belief in himself. So if you think about everybody in life who is something, it's because they thought they could be there first and foremost. Everybody who is big as Jay-Z, Beyonce, who is small as, you know, your person on the street. Everybody is a measure of what they think they are. Everybody is a measure of how far they think they can go. If you aren't somewhere in your life, it's because you don't think you can go any farther at that time. So I know for me personally, whenever I was going through something, and sometimes everybody else don't have all the answers. My dad don't have all the answers. Mike, your mom don't have all the answers. You got to go within yourself and get those answers. You just got to know, okay, I'm going to do this. This is something that I'm going to do. My dad ain't never had open heart surgery. My dad ain't never had histoplasmosis. So he can't tell me how to get over that. He can't tell me what it feel like. He can't tell me what it feel like not to be able to open my eyes. He can't tell me what it feel like not to be able to breathe. He can't tell me what it feel like not to be able to walk. He can't tell me what it feel like not to be able to talk. He can't tell me what it feel like to have to learn to walk again. He can't tell me none of these things. So I had to look down and deep in myself and say, I'm a run, so I got to walk. I'm a run and tackle people again, so I got to walk. And I just remember having to look down and deep inside of myself in many of the tribulations. I'm just telling y'all about this one. But in many of my trials and tribulations I've had to go through, I've had to look inside of myself and say, I'm better than this. I have more confidence than this. And like you said, every man is just a measure of his belief in himself. So the more you believe in yourself, the higher you're going to go. The less you believe in yourself, the higher you're not going to go. If Oprah didn't believe she was going to be Oprah, she wouldn't be Oprah. If Beyonce didn't believe she'd be Beyonce, she wouldn't be Beyonce. If Obama didn't believe that he would be president one day, although there was no black presidents, then he wouldn't be president. He saw it in himself. He saw it in his own eyes before anybody else saw it. So you got to see yourself wherever you want to be before anybody else see it. You got to believe in yourself. You got to. It be like that. It just be like that. It be tough. Even when you got other people, you got to believe in yourself. When you out on the court hooping or you out on the field playing football, whatever you doing, the coaches ain't out there with you. They've been on the field with you every day, Monday through Thursday. But on Friday, they're not out there with you. You got to do it yourself.
Yes, sir.
So that's just that. You got to look down deep into yourself and say, where do I want to be? Okay, here I go. I guarantee you, you see the ball going in the hoop every time before you shoot it. You see yourself in the touchdown. You see yourself inside the touchdown before you get in the touchdown. So you just got to see yourself wherever you want to be before you get there. It's easier said than done, but I'm just telling you, that's what it is.
Man, hey, so that's what the gym is about, y'all. It's the grind every day. Mindset.
Yes, sir.
It's the grind everyday mindset, man. It's a couple things that, man, Rob just I'm gonna tell y'all something about me. I'm transparent. I told my listeners I'm transparent. Man, I don't really take notes a lot when people talk because sometimes some people say the same things over and over again. For so it's sure. Like I heard it before, but this man was just dropping some stuff. I was taking notes, y'all. I'm taking notes. As you can see on the video, shout out to all our viewers out there, man, who's going to watch this later. Man, I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes for sure. So, like, one thing he said, man, he said, I'm a run, so I got to walk. That's a mindset. When he said that, man, when you just shared with us, Rob, that when you couldn't walk, you had to set your mind above the expectation of walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And knowing that, like, You're going to walk, but your expectation is to run.
Yes, sir.
So, man, some people say, man, you got to shoot for the stars. At least you'll land on the moon
right.
type situation. or you got to shoot for the sun. At least you'll land on top of the tree.
Yes, sir.
So, like, man, I'm a run, so I got to walk. I'm going to run, so I got to walk. Think about that mindset, y'all. That's a mindset. That's the kind of mindset you got to have. Set your expectations above and beyond what the average people said. Doctor saying, man, we want to focus on you get to walk again. And his mindset is, I'm finna run. What y'all talking about? But one thing in that, though, we can't avoid the process. A lot of people run from the process. You know what I'm saying? They don't run to the process. They run from the process. A lot of people, when the process come their way, man, I'm talking about, like, maybe just get the running from the process, man. You cannot run from the process. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. You cannot run from the process.
Mm-hmm.
The man said, I'm going to run, so I got to walk. So in order for him to run, he got to walk. Yo. Guess what? To get to running, he got to start about walking. Guess what? That's a process. You got to start about putting one leg in front of the other. And getting into a motion. One leg in front of the other. And getting into a motion. So, man, that was pretty lit, bro. That was pretty lit. Then he said, be your own person. Be your own person. Like, man, I know that. I'll never forget this, man. I had a great mentor years ago when I was living in Atlanta. She said, man, that, Mike, man, most mentees are the skeleton of their mentor.
Ooh, wee.
But they have to be responsible for their own meat.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. That means your mentor is there to help you design, like, man, a structure for yourself.
Right.
A skeleton.
Right.
Think about a skeleton.
That's cold.
So you are the skeleton of your mentor, but you got to add your own meat. So, man, you got to be your own person. It's absolutely okay. Even the Bible, I got a Bible right here. Even the Bible talks about, man, seek wise counsel. It's okay to seek wise counsel. It's definitely a principle that everybody that's trying to get somewhere needs to have. Seek wise counsel, but don't let the wise counsel make who you are.
Right. Let's go. Yes, sir. God, that's been a revelation in my life right now, bro. Oh, you preaching right now. Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Bro, that's been
man, we got to seek wise counsel. So you are the skeleton of our mentors, of our counselors. But we responsible for our own meat.
Yes, sir.
We're responsible for our own meat.
Yeah, yeah,
so, man, so we're talking about life distractions. We're talking about life distractions, right? Life distractions. But there's another kind of distraction that, man, people run across all the time.
Okay.
And I'm a candidate. I'm on the ballot for this distraction for sure. I had some life distractions.
Yes,
I had a life distraction earlier this year, man. My wife and I had a life distraction. I'm going to have my wife on to talk about that distraction, how she's bouncing back. Shout out to my wife because she's definitely
bouncing back
stronger than ever.
Let's go.
Man, then you have life distractions, but then you have self-destructive and self-afflicted distractions. Those are distractions people don't want to talk about. And now, some people probably listen to this and they're like, man, yeah, they might feel that, man, because this happened in life. Man, I can't never say the word. That boy had Hesmo Mispoposis. And he bounced back. I can bounce back if I had this. So people have those distractions. Yeah. But what about those self-afflicted?
Those
self-destructive distractions, though, that we caused upon ourselves, man.
Those the worst.
So, man, you ever had any self, man, afflicted, self-destructive, self-designed distractions, bro?
How transparent are we being here?
Bro, you could be transparent as you want to be in the gym. You know what I'm saying? You got this thing called 315, y'all, man. That mean, man, you putting adding weights to your bench press bar.
Yes, sir.
But, man, you could go 315, man, or you could just stay at 15. It don't matter for me. But, but talk about that, though. I want to hear your thoughts, man, on self-destructive and self-affiliated. I said self-affiliated, y'all. That'd be a strong one, too. Self-afflicted distractions, bro. Like, man, what do you think about that, bro? You ever had any? What do you think about it?
I've had many. I think one of my biggest ones is just pleasing people. And I have learned that living to please other people can be a distraction from your main focus, your main goal, you know, what your game is. You know, if somebody telling you, or you know, if you know you're a shooting guard, but to please other people, they trying to get you to play point guard, then it's just not going to work out, you know. And I've had some self-inflicted distractions, man. I must admit, I'm married now, but I like women. I love, or Yes. Okay. Right. I love women. Here we are. I love my wife the most, though. Yes. You know, but I have allowed my desire for women and my desire to please myself and please women to be a major distraction in my life. And I have learned within the last few years, as I've grown and matured, you know, I'm very thankful for that, to just still be alive, to grow and mature, that I was at times my worst enemy, right? So many times I was the person for myself, right? I was that good person in myself, but then also I was that blockade for myself. You know, there's a difference between problems and challenges. Challenges are things that naturally come up against us, right? A challenge makes life. A challenge makes the game, right? You don't play one versus yourself. You play one versus one. You play five versus five. That other team is a challenge, right? But you create your own problems. If your team is bickering between each other and your point guard don't pass your shooting guard the ball, that's a problem. That's not a challenge. That's a self-inflicted distraction. That's a self-inflicted problem. And I've had many problems in my life. I've been my own problem many, many times. And so and it's never immediate, but I have been granted the discernment throughout life, is I have been granted the ability to see quicker as I grow older, this is a problem, self-inflicted, versus this is a challenge. This is a life issue that's coming up against me to show me what am I making of myself for me to level up. A challenge is an opportunity to level up. A problem is you just holding yourself back. You know, that's it. You just take off the weights and, you know, so I have been many times my own biggest problem, my own biggest distraction. Many, many times. What about you?
Bruh said there's a difference between problems and challenges. Man, when you self-inflicted, when you bring about those self-inflicted distractions, man, do know that that's a problem. That's a problem that you may have. You know what I'm saying? Every problem needs what? Solving. So, yes, man, sir. Like the question that I would ask the listeners is rhetorical, because every last one of us got it. When I talk about mine in a minute. Man, what are you doing to solve your problems, though? Mm. What are you doing to solve your problems? Not challenges. Challenges come, man, like, man, they're going to come, man, live life. Man, it's an old saying, man, if you ain't been doing nothing, keep on living. You know what I'm saying? Like, live life. You're gonna hit some challenges, right, for sure. But, man, problems, self-created problems, what are you doing to solve them, just, man? I tell y'all, some of the problems I had, man, I felt him when he said trying to please everybody. Like, I've been doing this inner work, man. I've been to an inner voice session in the last week or so, man, with my good friend, man, Dunya Gale. And, it just brought about, man, different things about myself. And I just did, man, an energy session yesterday with my homegirl, Karen.
For sure.
And I tagged them on the post so you guys can know where they at. But, man, it was like the inner voice session, man, it brought about those inner things that I've been trying to hide for years. Mm. Then Karen came over the top rope and helped cleanse them junks, cleanse their energy. And, man, what I'm saying is, like, man, for the longest, like, I've been one to, like, care about what people think about me.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I've been wanting to, like, now it's one thing to care about what people think about you, mm-hmm, versus, man, make sure that you don't carry yourself or your reputation is bad. Mm-hmm. But I've been wanting to care about what people think about me. Man, I just told my wife this yesterday. I told my wife, I said, babe, man, I dummy myself down a lot to fit the room.
Bro.
Dummy myself a lot to fit the room. Man, that's a problem. I'm self-afflicted myself with that distraction. Because when I walk in the room, I can't help it that my light shine. I can't help it the fact that, man, like, I'm up there. I can't help it who I am. I told wife this just yesterday. I said, baby, I can't help who I am. I am who I am. I know what I know. I seen the things I seen. Mm. And, man, I know what to do, how I know what to do. I can't help it.
Right.
And sometimes, man, I try to make myself fit the room.
Mm.
Instead of just being who I am in the room. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I have to work on. That's something I have to work on. I got people in my personal circle that, man, I know I've definitely outgrown, but I try to dummy myself down to fit them. Man, no, hell no, no. We got to stop that. I got to stop that.
Yes,
that's one of the things. I got to stop dummying myself down
yes,
to
sir.
Fit the room. You know what I'm saying? Forget it. Just stand out. Just wake up and be you, right? That's one thing I tell myself every day. So being in those two sessions brought that out of me, man. Carrie was like, "Might let me ask you a question." I'm like, "What?" She said, "You always wanted to be heard when you was a teenager." I said, "Yeah." She said, "You felt heard." I said, "No." She said, "That's why you work with teenagers."
Wow.
She said, "You can understand what they feel." She said, "But I want you to go and work on that, though. I want you to go and work on that. Go and work on the fact that when you were a teenager, you felt like you had something to say. Nobody didn't hear it. Wow. You felt like nobody would hear you. You felt that." I said, "Man, wow." I said, "Exactly what you said." So, man, she said, "That's why you work with you, because you feel them on there." But she said, I want you to go and deal with that, though. Go deal with that within yourself. And then you're able to, like, help them even the more. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So, like, man, y'all, man, it was a real cleansing. I woke up this morning. I went to the doctor, got checked out. Everything checked out.
Black man, you know, getting checked out.
Black man needs to get checked out. So I felt like I needed a voice, man, and nobody didn't hear me growing up.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I was always the eyeball. And literally, I was the eyeball, of course, of my own decisions, or because, man, some people just, you know, it is what it is.
It be like that.
It was what it is, but I was the oddball, but I had to go and I went and dealt with that, and we cleansed from that junk. We cleansed from that junk. So, man, I know I just shot off on you guys, man, but listen, man, that man said something so cold, though, man. That man said, "Be your own person." I'm going back to that one because it goes into my self-inflicted distraction when I used to think about, man, I had to please everybody, and I got to dumbing myself down to, like, fit the room. No, man, Rob said it earlier. He said, "Be your own person."
That part.
Be your own person. So, man, if you're anybody, if you can relate to anything we got going on or anything that been said, listen, man, the solution to that is be your own person. Mm. Be your own person. So, man, that's what we're going into. We're talking about the life distractions, the self-inflicted stress. You got something you want to add to that, bro?
You just hit me with a crazy just bow. Bro, that's so crazy. She said that's the reason that you work with teens. So, you know, I mean, when I'm finished with this, man, when I'm finished with this today, I'm going to look at some of my past and think about that. When did I feel hurt? Because that's crazy. I realized, man, a lot of things that come up from the past, you don't even know about, but they just, and sometimes you got to get somebody to help you clean that up, clear the room. And
big facts.
Bro, that's something that's going to sit with me. I got to digest that. I got to eat that and digest it. That's crazy.
Man, yeah, dog. So that's where we at, man. Listen, you guys are listening to the Gym Podcast,
that's
man,
dope.
With your boy Coach Mike, man. Grind Everyday Mindset.
That's dope.
We actually in the gym right now.
Right now, lifting weights.
We in the gym,
mental
man.
Weights.
You can feel the juices flowing. We going in. I got my dog, Rob Hunter Jr.
Yes, sir.
Man,
in
his
drunk
with me, man. And we're talking about life distractions. Self-destructive and self-afflicted distractions. But I want to flip that thing right here, man. I want to give you guys some nuggets, man. So, Rob, so, like, once you beat that life distraction, you beat that. You master that. You champion that
bet,
junk. You right here.
Right.
I'm looking at you.
Right.
So you beat. They said you want to walk again.
Right.
Man, you walked in this gym by yourself.
Here I go.
Matter of fact, we played against our boys in 7th not too long ago. And, man, we throwing touchdowns. We running the field. We doing what we do.
4 touchdowns, 100 yards.
You hear me?
Let's go. I'm the receiver. Coach Mike the QB. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Jerry Rice. Let's go, bro.
Guess what? Nobody didn't help him do it. He did it himself.
Yes, sir. You already know.
So, man, like, how is that now? Like, how do you, that's life distraction and your self-inflicted distraction. So how do you counter those distractions using focus? Like, so we're talking about distractions and focus.
For sure.
So, like, how do you counter those distractions? For the listeners, man, tell us how you do it, bro. How you counter those distractions?
For sure. I'm going to tell you something that I have realized in my life is that a lot of my problems have come from, you know, trying to please people. So I got a lot of people in my ear. I got a lot of noise all the time. And, you know, when y'all know it's impossible to listen to two conversations at one time. It is impossible. So you can't listen to the conversation you have inside of yourself and also what other people are trying to tell you all the time, right? Because whether you call it God, whether you call it the universe, whether you call it, whether you call it whatever kind of other religion, there is a certain thing inside of us that talks to us, that we know our best decisions, that we know what we supposed to be doing versus what we not supposed to be doing in any given situation, whether it's up there or down there, you know. And, man, I realized that through trying to please people, I was always listening to what other people had to say, whether to me or about me, or looking on social media trying to find what people got to say about this and that. And, man, I just realized, man, I just needed to start listening to myself. So this going to sound hella cliche, you know. But when I just start being quiet, bro, that's it, bro. I just started being quiet. In the last maybe year and a half, man, I just take some time. So some people do it through prayer. Some people do it through meditation. But I've realized, man, when I'm most distracted, when I got the most problems in my life, not challenges, when I got the most problems in my life, is because I'm not being quiet. I'm not taking that time to listen to myself, listen to what I call the universe, listen to what I call God, and I know what I'm supposed to be doing. When I'm out of whack, when I got all these problems in front of me, even when I got challenges, it's better when I'm quiet, man. When I turn off the TV, when I'm not talking to nobody, I'm not even talking to my wife sometime, or in that 30-minute span, I just take time, no phone, no TV, no nobody, man. And I say you don't stop having problems. Your problems change, because once you understand those self-inflicted things, you move on to different things. So you grow from those self-inflicted things. I think the Bible says something about, like, when you become a man, or when you're a child, you do childish things. But when you become a man, you start making moves that count.
Man, let's go.
You know? Woo. So I do things differently, but I still have challenges. And so now I know when I got a major challenge up in front of me, who being annoyed is in my life? Okay, let me X that out. I need to just make this quiet. It's been some friends within the last, man, month, that I've had to just be like, you know what, I just need to take a pause from you right now, because your energy is just not intersecting with my energy right now. And you cool, I love you lit. Now, if you finna die, call me, for sure. But if it's just about some gossip or telling me who doing this person, or, you know, what's going on here in Zinza, I don't necessarily need that right now, because I got a challenge in front of me that I'm trying to focus on. You know, so I say that's what I do for myself, man.
Man,
you know,
that's so live. So, like, a couple of things, man. He said, y'all can see in the video, I'm taking notes. Man, like, that man said, start being quiet. So how do I counter distractions? Start being quiet. Man, then he said, man, it's impossible to listen to two conversations at one time.
Mm.
Man, I almost ran up out the room. Y'all think about that. Think about it. It's impossible to listen to two conversations at one time. How can you think about it? Literally. I don't care how good. Like, my wife, I know she's downstairs. She's working. She worked from home. New position. Promotion.
Hey.
Let's go. I know she can hear everything that we're saying, right? Because she has amazing ears, amazing hearing. Mine on the other side is the flip side of it. However, like, she can't focus in and listen to us and listen to her work call at the mm-hmm. same time right now.
Mm-hmm.
She probably can hear it. One got to become the background noise. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about what you focus in on. You can't, it's two conversations going on all the time. What, are you going to do this or are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
One of them got to become the background noise.
Mm-hmm.
One of them got to be the one that say, man, you know what? I know it's there.
Right.
I notice that there is a real conversation. But, man, the one I'm focused on is one going to get me to the next level. And I want y'all to hear this. I want y'all to hear this definition. The dictionary defines distraction as a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else.
Ooh. Let's go, bro.
So how do you counter a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else? Then it gives another definition. It says it's extreme, not just regular, not basic, but it says extreme agitation of the mind or emotions. Think about those distractions. Think about those things. Now, you have, and Rob just gave us ways to counter them. Man, you can't listen to two conversations at one time.
Mm.
Then you got to start being quiet. Everybody, it's a lot of noise going on, man. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm going to sound like a preacher. I'm going to stop parenthetically to drop this in here. Man, you got to stop, man, letting Facebook and Instagram and social media and TikTok, man, tell you how to feel the way you feel. Like, determine what decisions you make.
Bro.
Come on. Like, stop letting social media if it's not used in the right way, it can be an extreme agitation of the mind and the emotions.
Bro, can I say something?
Like, go for it, bro.
So just to the viewers and the listeners, right? If y'all don't think social media, if y'all don't think social media controls your minds, just Google it. You can Google it. They have algorithms and scientific processes and scientific methods to understand what you're thinking about and direct what you're thinking about. I'm telling you, this is facts. Just like you need oxygen to breathe, like science, you need oxygen to breathe. You need water to drink. Your body 70% water. That's a fact. That's not
right.
Just like your name is Mike, it's a Bible right there. That's a fact. It is a pure fact that social media is designed to control your mind. It's a pure fact. So when you feel agitated and you don't know why, when you have anxiety and you don't know why, it is because social media, more times than not, is inflicting you with images and sounds and vibrations on a regular basis that's not meshing up with what you're supposed to be doing. That's not meshing up with your regular vibe. That's not your vibe. And it's messing you up. So I'm just letting y'all know, sometimes you got to just fast from that. Sometimes you just got to be like, man, I can't do it right now, because it is, that's, y'all ever notice how you would think of some Air Max 95s, and then on Facebook will pop up an ad about Air Max 95s?
Right, right.
Don't that be weird?
Right. It's called geofencing.
It's made to do that.
Right.
They have access to, I'm telling y'all, bro, this is facts. Facebook, Instagram, all of this stuff legally gets access to your phone habits. So the things that you search, they can even, you need to check your credit card stuff, but they can even get access to some of your banking statements, at least your searches. If you're on eBay 3-4 times a week, Amazon 3-4 times a week, and you're looking up certain things, it's millions of people looking up similar things, and they can tell you, okay, well, I can stereotype this person. This person probably want this thing.
Big facts. Man, and another term of it is called geofencing.
Yes, sir.
That's why, like,
we use it for our business.
Yeah. It's used. It's out. That's the reality. You be wondering, man. You thinking about, man, what you gonna feed the dog? And you actually say that, man, to your spouse or to your partner, man, I want to feed the dog. And then you look on your Facebook, and then there's dog advertising going.
Bro, we pay Clear Channel money bands. For if you are within a 20 mile radius of our business, if you Google cigars, if you put CIG in Google, we popping up somewhere on your Facebook.
Big facts.
If you even think about it hard enough,
that's what
we popping up somewhere on your Facebook.
That's what it is. And y'all, and the thing about it is, man, he started that segment of it by saying, man, social media controls our minds and our feelings, and it's a distraction to a lot of people. They just don't know it. But watch this though, man. Music is the only thing that could get into your emotions and make you feel some way without your consent.
Oh my!
Think about it.
Without your consent, you ain't lying.
Think about it.
Whoa!
That's why ads and stuff is being played with what? Music. Well, tell me how many acapella ads are out there. How many acapella commercials are out there?
Bro, you're brilliant. Oh, my God.
Come on. Talk about it. So wow. those are external distractions. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be mindful of that. Man. Listen, I got to bring Rob back for a part 2, 3, and 4. But I'm telling y'all, this is just a regular conversation for us, man. We talk all the time, man, about everything all the time, y'all. Like, man, you just be a fly on the wall in the room one day. You just going to be – bring your notepad.
Yes,
bring your notepad, man. But I got to say this, man, going back to, man, being quiet – and you can't have two conversations going on at one time. Listen, that stuck with me. Man, that's a really big takeaway from this joint. There's a story about a frog, man. He was on a competition to get to the top of the mountain to get the great reward.
Okay.
So, man, the starter of the race, it was 100 frogs, right? The starter of the race said, frogs take a mark, cassette, pow, hit the starter gun. They all got to climbing up the wall, up the mountain. Man, and people were on the side of the mountain telling the father, oh, y'all look stupid. Y'all climbing up the mountain. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's too far up. They were saying something absolutely everything. You'll never make it. Your daddy didn't make it. Your mama didn't make it. Man, they were saying something absolutely everything, y'all. Man, nobody in your family been a billionaire. No, you'll never be a billionaire. This is that. All the people were saying all this other stuff. So Frog started listening to their conversations. Some of them started dropping off. Some of them start saying, man, you know what they write. Man, nobody in my family ever been a billionaire. I ain't going to get up to the top, man. Somebody, man, you know what, man? You know what they write? My daddy wasn't nothing. I ain't going to be nothing. Man, you know what, man? Like, yeah, man, my own past, man, going to stop me from being like. Some people have invisible, man, strings attached to their back. Right. You know what I'm saying? Going to their past. They're like, yeah, let me just go back to the past. You know, some people had all this stuff, but it was one frog that made it to the top. Got the reward. And the commentator said, man, hey, Mr. Frog, how did you get the reward? Mm-hmm. How did you make it? When 99 of them dropped off at some point, how did you get it? You know what the frog did? He stopped, took earplugs out of his ear, and said, man, what did you say to the commentator?
Hell yeah, you can't have two conversations going on at one time.
Like, plug up your ears and get rid of those distractions, man. So, yes, this is the gym, man, the Grind Everyday Mindset podcast with your boy Coach Mike. Listen, man, Rob, man, I thank you for being, man. You my first guest this joint, bro. Man, you up in the gym, man. Rob been in my house plenty of times, y'all. We actually in the gym. He's like, man, I didn't know they was up here. I said, because this is the gym, man. This is the secret chamber. Yeah. Like, you got to come up to this joint.
You got
to
come up.
You got to come up to this joint. You got to. So much juice that go on up here.
Yes,
so
sir.
So much fire, man. But, Rob, thank you for being a part of this joint, man. Tell the people how they can find you. Man, how they can find your business, man. Just, man, give it a closing statement, man. But I got to tell all my people, all my guests, you got to close with those four words. You already know what I'm saying. For sure. So, man, Rob going to close us out. Man, this is your boy, Coach Mike, with my special guest for today's episode, man, in the gym with Coach Mike, with, man, Rob Hunter Jr.
Yes, sir.
For sure. So, Rob, you got it.
Yo, you can find us at Robusto, R-O-B-U-S-T-O, by B-Y, Havana, H-A-V-A-N-A, M. IX Mix. You can find us at Robusto by Havana Mix. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on LinkedIn. Let's go. You can find us on all of that. Our new and freshly designed website, which Mike is in on the cover of it. Let's go. Robusto by Havana Mix.com. We are creating a business to consumer based website, so you will be able to buy cigars on that before the end of the year. But I gotta tell y'all, I always say, Mike, I think I'm about switching it up a little bit, big bro. I always say always winning, never losing.
Okay.
You know, I always say that, but I'm thinking about switching it up, bro, because I'm changing what winning means to me. Ooh. Right? So I always thought winning just meant an end result. But I have found that every time I get to that end result, I'm still wanting for something else, right? And so I'm thinking about changing it, man, to always learning, never losing, because I realize that if I'm always learning, then I'm naturally winning, right? Being a champion is a mean you love the process, like Michael Jordan. It's, you know, if you get to the – it's the difference between being a champion and a winner, right? A winner, you get to the NBA and you win a couple games. Everybody win a couple games.
Right.
But champion is saved for a few who love to learn and love the process every single day, day in and day out. And so I'm looking at, man, being a champion. And what do being a champion mean is I got to learn to love the process. I got to love to learn. So, man, I'm thinking about making it always learning, never losing. You know, so I'm just y'all the first people to hear that from me.
Always
the very
learning,
first.
Never losing.
Always learning, never losing. Let's go. We out here. Let's go.
Learning, never losing. That was the four words, man, that he's going to close with. But he missed four more words. So I'm going to say it for y'all.
Let me go. I had to get it in.
Man, make moves. that count. Let's go.
Let's go, let's bro. Paul, let go, bro. You lit, boy. I'm happy for you, bro. You turned up. You turned up, boy. I love this. I'm so happy.
Let's go. We out in 5, 4, 3, 2.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Bro, you did that. You did that. You did that.